haven't said anything yet. Steady.
You can all relax now, because I haven't got anything to sell. I've been disappointing people during the break who asked me if I did a degree in French, which I didn't, and have I been to Afghanistan, which I haven't, or Persia, which I haven't. However, this song reeks of authenticity, given that it's about Manchester. It's called Love Song from Manchester. I just picked this one because Man United are playing on the... I don't think they can hear me, but... Love Song from Manchester. Snow starts to fall now, because Manchester is cold enough. On tapering streets, small flakes grow old under lights and snuff out. I'm in a bar off the Stretford Road, watching kids come in from the park with dogs, as winter settles in the dark, and shops keep out the cold by closing. Ice declines in gin under my gaze. I'm clouding like the skies, and I think, you're still in London, raising a glass with your sister, Polish vodka with a twist, while I'm freezing, shot in the heart, here in the northwest. Oh.
Oh.
Isn't it?
I feel the cold.
Yes, it's a terrible business in Manchester.
It's
bracing.
It is.
I think my experience of going to Manchester is very much a learning curve where I realise that you should always try to leave Manchester. But I have spent a lot of time in France, and so the next two or three poems, which aren't in French, are in English, but, you know, people who would like to hear something that they recognise, here we go. This one is called Doves Flying from Gravel in the Cemetery. La petite main, pouring silently through Montague across the water meadow. I come up its banks and through the stained gates, then strain for resurrection, the notes of bones reshuffled if I listen, in this cold, careful cemetery, still since November, bless you. But now the air is brought to life by somebody sneezing, which is nice. Hello. Shall I start again?
Yes, do.
Yes. Doves flying from gravel in the same cemetery. La petite main, pouring silently through Montague across the water meadow. I come up its banks and through the stained gates, then strain for resurrection, the notes of bones reshuffled if I listen. In this cold, careful cemetery, still since November. But now the air is brought to life by the hush of wings rising from crunched gravel pathways. Rock doves sweep over the close railings. Their quiet circle through the covered sky, so easy, it leaves behind only white above grey. A line of water winding below, and the chalk of soft birds becoming smudged over the elms. Flight out of the blind, barely heard. Then back to that autumn day on the Rue des Fleurs, soundless while cornering flint walls to find your marker, passing regards to wrought iron graves, some newly raised, all of us working on the silence. First one's quite nice when I bugger you all up there, isn't I? This is a poem about... I spent quite a lot of time in the Vendée in the west of France. And this is a poem that I wrote about kind of a memory of stuff there and about a place on the coast called Saint-Gilles-Croix-de-Vie. And I went back there a few years ago and realised that wasn't the place that I was thinking of. But in a spirit of the reek of authenticity, I have to tell you that there are no rock pools at Saint-Gilles-Croix-de-Vie. This is called Beach Fire. In the cold, it's not funny. In the cold, smoke starts weeping. Out here, the sand is warm. The soft spirit of wood gives easily, pouring away before flames. The waves recede, thin white skeins of surf. We stand. The underbelly glows with heat. Crabs cling to old homes in the sand. Words and fragments of phrases hiss translated as foam on the Atlantic foreshore. Weed is lost around pools, daring to kiss where once it anchored, playing dangerously close to land, tempted by blue and green fire, rocking in the offshore wind. We are tugging at weaknesses. My contribution, a buried bottle, is still seen glinting in the half sun. The coals weaken at the wrong moment, softening to grey while the flame turns yellow with fierce intent. Salt water will seek it out tomorrow along the rippled beach. Well, then, what else?
Oh, yeah, ample time.
Ample time.
Well, you want to know the details?
Well, I don't have to.
Oh, you've got 5 minutes here.
Oh, continuing with the humorous theme, this is about death. And it's, do you ever obsess about where you want to be buried? Who, raise your hand if you've ever thought about where you would like to be buried.
Not buried.
Not buried.
Scattered.
Scattered.
Yes, yeah. I'm scattered.
You're scattered as well. Right.
Jeremy Bentham's lap.
In the pub. Good work. Yeah, so this is, well, yeah, I thought maybe kind of drop me in a river somewhere. So this is called Better in Currents. I am concerned with private rest. No landlocked churchyard, my smile lacking composure between neighbours. Better in Currents, watching life at the source. Think of burial at sea. Saint-Nazaire, cold harbour, below ploughing waves falling further than sunlight through water. No more work of weather and seasons. Then of clear blue river water above Brissac, weighed down to sink but only so far, rocking on the sandstone bed, sleeping with clean-limbed driftwood. Or ribs bleached white and clicking like pebbles in the upland plunge pools of the Var, as the torrent thrashes on above me, each droplet dreaming of the sea. France has frequently been a kind of place of escape for me, and I have to be thankful to my good friend Sophie, who lives in Paris and puts up with me rocking up every once in a while to do daft things with books. And she has a proper job and everything, she's very tolerant. But this was inspired by the guys who the first guys who set off to fly from France across the Atlantic to America, and they kind of cleared the coast somewhere in Normandy and were never seen again. And
when was this?
Yeah. Well, it was nothing to do with me, obviously, a long time ago.
Right.
I see what you mean. early 20th century. And this is called Flight. The wasps emerged humming from tunnels in the meadow. With their discovery of flight, the still moment of winter broke. They came out black and yellow striped like little flapping flags from an unknown country. Chamomile flowers flared their path as they raced, buzzing Bruneval plage with yellow fire. But for months the bottle flies had raged round the cockpit in the mad room, dogfighting. The wires snapped, roaring over the Atlantic. You drove your eyes away from navigation, dived blindly at clouds' reflections in the instrument's glass cowling, struts frozen, compass spinning. Then you knelt, grounded in brave silence. When your season changed, we saw you fighting, then lifting suddenly into light, no longer battened by its weather. The tower waited, and then cleared us as we stole along the strip, propelled between the gentle rolls of fields to Jumel and Les Loges, and then, along the grass in Le Bourget field, close to green, came the blue surprise of blossom.
I've got time for one more at least.
One more at least. Alright, do two short ones. This one is called In Concert. In July 1992, an orchestra from Minsk came to the church in Bergerac, and there was a violinist. She had orange hair tied up in green, a wild hank that swam around her neck. She played Purcell. We stole the program. We kissed by the well under the plum trees. July is framed yellow above my piano, Saint-Jacques, both out of date and out of tune. But from a Lincolnshire field, your voice high above the corn. In Bergerac, you loved me then. You have seen through me. Okay, well, I'll finish with this song. Did anybody here grow up with Ladybird books?
Yes.
Okay. Ladybird books, huh?
Yes.
Yay!
Ladybug for Americans?
Yeah.
Is it the same series? The books for kids about every subject under the sun? No?
Okay. Really useful things. Mm-hmm.
All these years, I never knew I was so ignorant.
Well, that's not why I came.
It's a revelation.
Well, there's a whole series of books for kids called Ladybird.
Yeah.
And they cover every subject, like pirates, insects, and gorillas.
Okay.
And that's just one volume.
Yeah. And so some of them are like little books for kids to go out into nature and, you know, what to look for in winter, what to look for in a pond, all those kinds of things. What to look for in the seashore, which, if you're in San Gil Croix de Vie, isn't a rock pool, because there's one.
Okay. Right. Okay.
And so this poem is named after one of those books called What to Look For in Autumn. The rainy harvest of 81, a new class teacher, gave our task, we drew pictures of what to look for. I drew the yellow fields of oilseed flowers, my black dog walking, my blue shoes. Danny, at the next desk, was black. His curls were not in Ladybird books, his baseball bat, his junior motorbike. He crossed muddy fields, gritting his teeth. But where's the harvest moon? The hayrick, Ladybird. New teacher complained that autumn had been lost between the pages and my crayons. New teacher told us that the fields are brown, that dogs are brown, and shoes are black. Danny died of leukemia in 1987. I went back to the fields with a brown crayon. Thank you.